With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of wonderful and inspirational listening to sacred choral and organ music. Thanks for joining me. It's the time of year when most everyone claims at least a wee bit of Irish heritage, and on today's edition of With Heart and Voice, in addition to continuing with music for Lent, we'll pay our respects to Irish composers, performers, and Irish heritage with music honoring St. Patrick's Day. Great music by Stanford, Wood, and a host of others. We'll open with organ music based on an American folk hymn for Lent, Wondrous Love. This is a set of variations composed by Samuel Barber, one of only a couple of pieces he wrote for the organ. These variations on a shape note hymn are performed by David Heller on the Rosales organ at Trinity Cathedral in Portland, Oregon. David Heller performed Wondrous Love, Variations on a Shape Note Hymn by Samuel Barber. He played the organ at Trinity Episcopal Cathedral in Portland, Oregon. As we celebrate the musical heritage of Ireland in honor of St. Patrick's Day, our next selection is by one of two great composers of church music with Irish roots. Sir Charles Wood was born in Armagh, Ireland, and was a student of fellow Irishman Sir Charles Villiers Stanford, in whose shadow he worked for most of his career. He spent the majority of his career in Cambridge, where he had exposure to the wonderful Cambridge College choirs. That influenced his writing greatly, reflected in the large number of pieces he composed for double choir. Our next selection is one of these. Hail, Gladdening Light is performed by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, directed by John Scott. Hail, Gladdening Light by Irish-born composer Charles Wood was performed by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. John Scott directed. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. One of the most lovely traditional Irish hymn tunes is one we know as Slane. It's perhaps best known from its pairing with a translation of an 8th-century Irish verse prayer, Be Thou My Vision. We'll hear this beloved hymn and one of my favorites in an arrangement by John Rutter. The Cambridge Singers perform with harpist Thelma Owen. John Rutter led the Cambridge Singers in his own arrangement of the traditional Irish hymn, Be Thou My Vision. Thelma Owen played harp. Sir Charles Villiers Stanford is probably the best-known composer of church music with Irish roots. He was born to a wealthy family in Dublin in 1852, and like many of his compatriots, went off to Cambridge to study, and later in Leipzig. He was one of the founding professors of the Royal College of Music, in addition to holding a professorship at Cambridge. Equally as important as his compositions was his influence on a whole generation of composers, including Charles Wood, Gustav Holst, and Ralph Vaughan Williams. Though church music forms just a small part of his huge output, it's probably what he is most remembered for today, given the frequency with which many of his pieces are performed in worship. His set of three unaccompanied motets were written in 1905 to serve as grace anthems to be sung in Trinity College Hall. Though they weren't intended to be performed together, they do make a nicely contrasted set. We'll hear all three, beginning with Iustorum Animae, followed by Celos Ascendit Hodie, and Beati Quorum Via. Donald Hunt leads the Worcester Cathedral Choir.
Thank you.
The Three Motets, Opus 38, by Sir Charles Villiers Stanford. Donald Hunt led the Worcester Cathedral Choir in Justorum Anime, Celos Ascendi Totie, and Beati Quorum Via. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. In 2014, English composer and organist David Briggs was commissioned to write a complete setting of service music for St. Patrick's Cathedral in Dublin. It included a setting of the Magnificat, which we'll hear performed by the Choir of St. Patrick's, directed by Stuart Nicholson.
Thank you.
The Magnificat from the St. Patrick's Service by David Briggs was performed by the choir of St. Patrick's Cathedral in Dublin, directed by Stuart Nicholson. David Lee played the organ. We'll hear another cathedral choir from Dublin next as we listen to a hymn composed by Herbert Howells in 1968. This World, My God, Is Held Within Your Hand was commissioned for inclusion in the New Catholic Hymnal that year with words by Hamish Swanston. We'll hear the choir of Christ Church Cathedral Dublin, led by Judy Martin. Judy Martin led the choir of Christ Church Cathedral Dublin in the hymn, This World, My God, Is Held Within Your Hand, with the tune In Manus Tuas by Herbert Howells. Tristan Rusher played the organ. A devotional text by 19th century writer Charles Sorley provided the inspiration for the anthem Expectans Expectavi by Sir Charles Wood. We'll listen to the choir of St. Paul's Parish K Street in Washington as they sing this beautiful piece. Jeffrey Smith conducts with Scott Detra at the organ. Expectans Expectavi by Charles Wood was sung by the choir of St. Paul's Parish, K Street. Jeffrey Smith directed. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. English composer Philip Stopford spent a productive 7 years as director of music at St. Anne's Cathedral in Belfast, and during that time he formed a professional choral ensemble, the Ecclesium Choir, who've recorded many of his works. We'll hear them sing Philip's setting of Ave Verum, recorded in St. Anne's Cathedral, Belfast, and led by the composer. Philip Stopford led the Ecclesium Choir in his own setting of Ave Verum, recorded in St. Anne's Cathedral in Belfast. One of C.V. Stanford's most dramatic anthems is his setting of multiple verses from the Old Testament book of Habakkuk in For Lo, I Raise Up. It was composed against the backdrop of World War I, and perhaps his horror at such needless destruction is reflected in his choice of text and in his writing for both choir and organ. After a turbulent opening, the piece resolves in the consolation of a vision of peace and awe. Hugh Williams leads the Cantemus Chamber Choir, accompanied by organist Peter King.
Thank you.
The anthem For Lo I Raise Up by Sir Charles Villiers Stanford was performed by the Cantemus Chamber Choir, directed by Hugh Williams. Peter King played the organ. John Rutter's lovely setting of a text from an old Gaelic rune is next, as we hear the Cathedral Choristers of Britain sing A Gaelic Blessing. Andrew Carwood directs. Andrew Carwood led the Cathedral Choristers of Britain in A Gaelic Blessing by John Rutter. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today, as we've listened to music in honor of St. Patrick's Day and the Irish sacred musical heritage, even as we continue through the season of Lent. I hope you've enjoyed the selections on today's program and found them to be meaningful and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also find us on Facebook. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. I hope you'll join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.